Brethren in Graysville, Tennessee, St. Helena, California, February 11, 1907. To our brethren in Graysville, Tennessee, I have a message for our people in Graysville. Christ sent forth his disciples to go to all countries and peoples and tongues. He is not pleased when many who are well instructed in the truth remain together in one place, for they are in danger of imbibing a spirit of criticizing and fault-finding. He desires them to engage in his work in new fields. He desires them to educate people who know not the truth. As they open the word of life to others, the Lord will move upon hearts to receive the truth, and new churches will be raised up. Those who manifest pride by belittling the capabilities of others and speaking contemptuously of them need a personal experience in the service of God. Let them move out in humility and labor in new fields under the supervision of God. To many of our people who are located in Graysville, I am instructed to say, go forth and labor in fields where the truth has never been proclaimed. The Holy Spirit will be your helper and teacher, and you will obtain a new and living experience. I am bidden to say to our brethren in Graysville and in other centers, if the Lord has not called you definitely to a work where you are located, go forth as missionaries sent by God. Labor as Christ did, preaching wherever you can obtain a hearing. Labor and pray. Christ will be with all who will do honest missionary work. New churches are to be built up, and in many places the word of life is to be proclaimed. Multitudes are to hear from inspired tongues the last message of mercy to a fallen world. God will give to his messengers a knowledge of the truth of his word, and he will give them clear utterance. Others will be converted, and they in turn will labor for others. Let the members of the church in Graysville seek earnestly for the converting power of God upon their hearts. Let them seek to be brought under the softening, subduing influence of his Holy Spirit, to free them from the spirit of fault-finding, and to make them of one mind. When men are submissive to God, he can use them effectively in his great work. Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9, verse 11 to 14.